I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. We are continuing in our conversation about a mission statement, how important it is, and what it means to be on a pilgrimage fueled by hope. Today's devotional is called The Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And today's treasure is from Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. When our sons asked me what songs I wanted sung at Mark's memorial service, I didn't hesitate to ask for, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus." Though we wanted to rejoice in our faith, I also wanted a way to express the anguish and desperate need for Jesus in the coming days. Remember the puddles of grace that the pilgrims ahead of us in life's journey leave for our refreshment? This hymn compares the love of Jesus not to puddles, but to an ocean of grace. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leaning onward, leaning homeward to the glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones, died to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watcheth o'er them from the throne. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. And this beautiful, beautiful hymn, written in a minor key, was written by Samuel Trevor Francis in 1875. And friends, for me, this hymn is a cry of my soul, reminding me of the love of Jesus when God seems far away. When life feels desperate and relief nowhere to be found, I have tears in my eyes as I write these words, because his love sustains me even in this moment. The emotional impact of these words led me to believe that only someone broken could write them. So recently, I learned that the author, Samuel Trevor Francis, a London merchant, contemplated suicide on a bridge over the River Thames. A teenager at the time, he knew something was not right in his heart. The Lord met him in that dark moment, and instead of taking his own life, Samuel experienced a renewal of his faith. For the rest of his life, he wrote poems, hymns, and preached the gospel until his death at the age of 92. Samuel Trevor Francis's beautiful hymn, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus," is a deep puddle of grace that still refreshes broken people to this day. From the time of my childhood, I learned hymns that have helped sustain me in the dark days of grief. My auto response to loss includes singing those hymns over and over again, often lamenting and weeping at midnight, pleading with the Lord to keep the promise of his presence and healing. Friends, if you are in that broken place, and even if you're in a good place, soak in the words of this song and the precious description of the love of Jesus. Listen to it. Let it follow you around today, reminding you of the ocean of love covering you when you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, the deep, deep love of Jesus, thank you for sending your Son as a demonstration of perfect love. Friends, I'm Sharon Betters, and what a joy, as always, to think about how many of you are traveling on this pilgrimage fueled by hope with us. But I also think about those of you who are traveling on this journey and you're hurting. And no matter what you do, you feel like you can't find a way out or you can't find a way to navigate the maze of maybe abandonment or betrayal or a broken marriage or anxiety or depression. And I want to encourage you to go to our website at helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org and click the Anchored Hope link, where you are going to, I think, be blown away by the resources available to you through biblical online counseling. We have multiple counselors. Some speak different languages. They have different specialties. All of them are certified and equipped and trained to walk with you wherever God has placed you. So if this is a time where you need a little more help than what you are able to find in your normal life, or maybe you have a friend who's hurting, who you just don't know what to do to help them, check out Anchored Hope online counseling. Go to helpandhopenow.org, where you can find all the information you need and where you can actually make an appointment. And then from the comfort of your own home, you can meet with your counselor. I'm Sharon Betters, and it's our desire that you will experience the help and hope of the gospel in a way that turns your heart toward Jesus. And we certainly look forward to being together tomorrow.